You're all done.
That wasn't so bad. Nice. Boy, if my mom could see me now, she'd lock me in the sin closet.
That's a joke, right?
Actually, the joke was on her. I could still see the TV through the slats.
I'm starting to see why you and your mom aren't very close.
Bet she'd still tell her if she got married.
You're not gonna let this go, are you?
Well, it's kind of sad that they don't know. I mean, they love Leonard.
Fine. You want me to call? I'll call. Oh, why am I so nervous?
It's understandable. Amy was afraid to tell her mom she broke up with Sheldon.
Yeah? How did it go? Did she make you crawl into the breaking up drawer?
Well, actually, to be honest, I haven't told her yet.
You've been giving me a hard time and you haven't even told your mom about Sheldon?
I'm feeling a little dizzy from all the blood loss. I don't know what you're talking about.
Fine. I'm calling home, but when I'm done, you're calling your mother.
Easy for you to say. You never had to watch 60 Minutes like this.
Hey, Daddy.
Hey, Slugger. How's my girl?
Good. Is Mom around?
Ah, she took your brother out to celebrate. He just got his 10th one-month sober chip. Yeah, she can make him a little necklace.
Okay, I'll talk to her later. Dad, there's something I need to tell you. Leonard and I got married.
You did? When?
Last week. I'm sorry, I should have told you. It was a spur-of-the-moment thing. I feel terrible. Please don't be too disappointed.
Are you happy?
Very. Leonard is so great.
Well, then I'm happy for you.
Oh, thank you, Daddy. That means so much.
Well, I understand it's hard to tell someone something if you think it's gonna upset them.
It is. You're the best dad ever.
Yeah, hold that thought. I've been sitting on a little news myself.
What is it?
Oh, you know that rototiller I got for the tractor?
No.
Oh, you should see it. It is a beautiful piece of machinery. Anyway, I backed over your pet pig with it.
Moon dance?
Yeah, he's not dancing anymore.
You killed my pig?
I did not kill him. The vet took care of that.
When?
Oh, 10, 12 months ago.
You didn't tell me for a year?
Well, apple doesn't fall far from the tree, does it? Love you, Slugger. Gotta go.
Okay, Amy, your turn.
What are you doing?
It's called Lamaze breathing. It helps you push.
Great. He's pushing with his uterus.
It's got to be a smarter way of removing it.
Yeah, this is nothing more than a physics problem.
Right. Archimedes once said, "Give me a lever long enough and a fulcrum on which to place it, and I shall move the world."
Of course. All we need is to find stuff to make a lever big enough to fix this.
Exactly. I'll bet there's something around here that could be a lever.
Let's see, a lever.
Hey, but hold on. Let's take this problem one step at a time. First, we need to decide whether we're calling it lever or lever. And the sooner we decide it's lever, the sooner we can roll up our sleeves, not slavs, and get to work.
We're gonna be here forever.
Thanks a lot, guys.
What do we do?
Before I made that call, my pig was alive and happy and rolling around in the mud. Now he's illegally buried in our backyard next to my great-grandmother.
Really? They didn't eat him?
No, he was a beloved member of the family.
Breakfast meat family?
It's not funny. You're up. Call your mother.
Well, maybe later. Your pig dying made me sad. And a little hungry.
Phone now.
Okay. Okay, fine. Hi, Mom.
Try dialing.
You saw that, huh? Hi, Mom. How you doing? Oh, good. How's work? That's nice. I'm fine. Hey, listen, I've been meaning to ask, How come Aunt Doe and Aunt Florence never got along?
Okay, just give me that. Amy broke up with Sheldon, she got her ears pierced, and she made us eat penis cookies. Hang on. She wants to talk to you.
I don't think the lever's working.
What makes you say that?
There's gotta be something else we can try.
If this was Star Trek, we could use a phaser to blast it off.
Oh, it's too broad of a beam. You need something more precise, like Superman's heat vision.
Ooh, the Green Lantern's ring can make a big green hand that unscrews it.
If you need a green hand, why not just use the Hulk?
Oh, please. The Hulk would never get across a border with that temper.
Guys, excuse me. Not that calling one of the Avengers isn't a perfectly reasonable choice, but we're scientists. Don't you think we can figure this out using actual science?
Yes, we could use science, but it's your bachelor party. Lighten up.
Percussive shock you.
We will percussive shock you.
Buddy, you're a boy, make a big noise, playing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place.
I have an eidetic memory. Sometimes it's a curse.
I had no idea tortilla chips are such a good fuel source.
They're basically pure hydrocarbons soaked in fat. Let's hope the lug nut expands.
What if that burning food attracts animals?
We have plenty of food for the animals.
We do?
Yep. 6-foot wiener in a Flash t-shirt.
That's not very nice.
It's a bachelor party. Lighten up.
Oh, what is that awful smell?
It's burning salsa. I'm hoping the acidity and salinity combined with electricity will corrode the lug nut off.
What an innovative solution. Now, perhaps I don't give your MIT education enough credit.
Yeah, I saw it on Mythbusters.
All right. This rust, combined with the aluminum recovered from the van, is now thermite.
Right. Couple pinches ought to do the trick.
Is that enough to melt the lug nut?
Well, let's start small. We can always add more.
You put up a good fight, lug nut. But you've met your match.
Look, the lug nut's off.
What are you doing back?
We got up flat and couldn't get the tire off.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
If it makes you feel any better, I pierced Amy's ears and her mom made her sit in my closet.
We blew up Feynman's van.
My dad killed my pig with his tractor.
I spent the night in Mexico with Sheldon.
You win.